In 1987, Ronald Reagan stood in front of the Berlin Wall and uttered the four most famous words of his presidency.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Who could have guessed that nearly 26 years later, thousands of Berliners would be cheering a different slogan?
Mr. Wolverine, keep this wall up!
That was a speaker at a recent demonstration talking to Berlin Mayor Klaus Wowereit. The protest was in support of the East Side Gallery, the longest remaining stretch of the Berlin Wall. It's now covered in murals, painted by various artists, and it's a major tourist attraction. An average 2,000 people visit it every day. But city officials and developers have been planning to remove about 23 meters of the wall and relocate it nearby. Why? Well, the East Side Gallery is so long that there are hardly any points where you can cross over from the street to the grassy area behind the wall along the Spree River. And that's a problem for developers who want to build a high-rise luxury apartment complex on the riverbank.
To me, it's ludicrous.
That's Hannah Hasenbegovic. She's 25 and lives in Berlin, in the same neighborhood as the East Side Gallery. She says the development plans next to the monument make no sense.
To me, it does not fit in with the cityscape, and also, it seems very insensitive.
Insensitive because the area between the wall and the river was part of the so-called Death Strip. East German police would shoot at anyone trying to escape through the wall into West Berlin. The historical significance of the site is the main reason why so many people want it to stay untouched. There are other wall-related tourist sites in Berlin, like Checkpoint Charlie, the famous old border crossing point. But the costumed border guards and the throngs of tourists nowadays make it feel a little tacky. The East Side Gallery, on the other hand, feels authentic, and the fact that people are even thinking about putting a hole in it baffles Maria Noka, deputy director of the Berlin Wall Foundation.
I think the former border area where the Berlin Wall ran is not meant for property speculation or obtaining revenue for the city. This is an historic area that divided the city for more than 28 years, with significance not just for Berlin, but for the whole world. You can't just give it away to build a pretty house.
After the most recent protest, developers announced a temporary halt to the demolition work on the wall. They're planning a public forum on the project later this month. Franz Schulz is the neighborhood mayor. He says while the East Side Gallery is a protected landmark, it wasn't always that way.
Und dazu kommt, dass in den 90er Jahren Berlin ja insgesamt wenig von der Mauer hielt.
In the 1990s, Berlin as a whole thought very little of the wall. It was a disturbing barrier that people tried to get rid of as fast as possible. And against that backdrop, the city designated the space between the wall and the river as an area to build new things.
Schulz has been accused of not doing enough to protect the East Side Gallery and its surroundings. But he told protesters this week that he's on their side, and they have to do more than just protest if they want to achieve their goals.
That's not possible with the neighborhood alone. We need the support of Berlin city government.
The company planning the high-rise building says it doesn't need the hole in the East Side Gallery, and that city officials were the ones to request it. But even if the wall stays untouched, the plans for the luxury apartment complex are still on track. Protesters want the city to buy back the land and offer developers an alternative site. But riverfront property is prime real estate, and any changes to the project would be very expensive. Andrew Bowen, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.